Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Ryan Mast, Terry Watson Denny, and Judith Lafitte for guessing green onions. This past week, I did a book signing event at the Roosevelt Hotel in New Orleans with my mom for Mother's Day. I'll tell you more about it and the delicious food we ate later. I had an awesome mustache-themed slumber party. I'll talk about it later in the show. Now, it's time for our interview with Chef Scott Boswell, owner-chef of Stella and Stanley in New Orleans, Stanley at the Track and the Go-Kart Cafe at the NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale, Louisiana. Chef Scott Boswell's star is rising. The Louisiana native and chef owner of New Orleans restaurants Stella and Stanley, Chef Scott is a visionary in bringing his globally inspired flavors to his diners. A graduate of the Culinary Institute of America at Hyde Park, Chef Scott began his career with Chef Kevin Graham at the Windsor Court in New Orleans before embarking on a Best of Europe search, where he credits Chef Pascal Morel in Salon de Provence, France, with his foundational techniques. His work in the kitchen of Enoteca Pinciori in Florence, Italy, solidified his sophisticated cuisine. Florence is where he started work with Masahiko Kobe, now known as Iron Chef Italian. He also has worked with world-famous chefs, such as Iron Chef French, Hiroyuki Sakai, Iron Chef Chinese, Chin Kenichi, Chef Jean-Georges, Iron Chef Japanese, and current Iron Chef America, Masaharu Morimoto, Chef Grant Atkett of Alinea, Chef Charlie Trotter, and Chef Danielle Boulou. Seeing his career in stages, Chef Scott considers all of these educational experiences evolutionary to his cuisine. A culinary artist, Chef Scott is the painter and the plate is his canvas. Thank you so much, Chef Scott, for being here and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So, having eaten at Stella recently, I was struck by the creativity of your dishes. You like to play with flavors from around the world. Can you tell us how you were inspired to create your avant-garde food?
Oh, inspiration, boy. I've been trying to figure that one out for a while. It comes when it does. I know the inspiration, the core is that I love to cook and I love to eat. And in the interim of traveling and studying and, you know, moving around, you see a lot of stuff and you start to play around and mix things together, and before you know it, you come up with some really interesting things.
Yes, I know. Like, you have all these wonderful dishes, and like, they're so beautiful, and I was just like, wow, they're amazing.
Well, thank you.
Welcome. So, like, I mean, the presentation is just so beautiful, and it's the presentation, and it tastes good, which is awesome. You get both.
Well, that's important. Food that don't have taste, and when you look at it, it's beautiful. When it goes into your mouth, it should have the same beautiful effect.
It should, and like, I mean, when I'm making dishes, I watch a lot of cooking shows, and I look in other cookbooks. I get ideas from like magazines and things like that. So that's just really cool what you do.
I love your cookbook, by the way. Thank you.
And so, like I was saying, that I really love your presentation. You really are like a painter. I mean, even the dishware and utensils you use add to the dining experience. Do you...
Go ahead.
Do you oversee all the details from the cooking to the plating?
Well, we've been there for our 13th year now, and I'd say for the first 9 to 10 years, yes. I mean, from the beginning to the end, you know, because it was, I was a new chef. It was a third career, and you know, I painted as a kid with my grandmother bayou scenes, and finally I found my passion of food and art came together in the restaurant. But, yeah, we've been very successful quickly, and, you know, we have 140 employees now, three or four different locations, and so I have a lot of great people that are part of the creative process now, and but, you know, I'm everywhere all the time. We're all linked together with technology and cameras, and but, you know, we all collectively paint together now.
You do. You know, so you probably got all that beautiful presentation from when you were painting as a little kid.
My grandmother was a great artist, and I'm just glad that I got to turn it into food, because it sure is fun.
It is. I bet it's fun. And you were saying how you integrate, like, technology, because, like, the servers at the restaurant, they just had, you know, like, one of those little, what do you call it?
Like an iPad mini?
Yes, like one of, just an iPad mini. And they were just using that and writing down our orders on there. I was like, what? Typing it down. I was like, that is so cool. Like, no paper and pen or anything.
Well, you know, that's part of the process. I mean, you know, the creative with food, creative with paint, but also creative with technology. You have to think forward. And, you know, I wanted to make something new for the customers to see on the outside. So we designed our own proprietary, you know, POS system with Apple instead of the other standard things. And the iPad mini, I think, is the first one in a restaurant.
I think that's been the first time I've actually seen that at a restaurant. So I thought that was really cool. Like, it's brilliant.
Thank you. We're really proud of it.
You're welcome. And like, one of my favorite dishes at the restaurant was I think it was the foie gras. Yes, foie gras, and it had, like, the asparagus and, like, the thin, like, these crunchy, I don't remember it, but it's, like, crunchy, and then there was, like, these thinly sliced vegetable. I can't.
Well, it's a variation of a cold torchon foie gras. We change it up every week with different, you know, whatever's available, what's in season, and, but it's all about the foie gras. We know that, and I love that dish too. I could live on foie gras and brioche.
And my mom and I could too. We were like, "Oh my goodness, this is so good."
Well, it should be. It's a decadent dish.
And then we had the caviar. Oh my goodness, caviar was so, like, out of this world.
Well, caviar is just one of those wonderful, wonderful things, you know, that now that's being it's being cultivated by, you know, in waters, you know, with a farm-raised sturgeon, so it's controlled, and so they're cultivating caviar all over the world now in different countries, and there's some really, really great stuff out there.
It is. So you had, like, the little toasted pieces of bread, and then you had some kind of cream to go with it, with the chives and the onions and the...
Yes. You know, when I eat that, I make a little caviar sandwich with it.
I just kind of ate it an open-faced sandwich.
Yes.
Either way, it was really good. Like, it was all gone. Like, we scraped... Your bio is a who's who of world-class chefs. It's so impressive that you've worked with so many of the world's top chefs. What is the biggest lesson you learned from these culinary masters?
Well, when I graduated the CIA, I didn't have really any experience except with Kevin Grand. So I went straight to France to study for a year in a one Michelin star restaurant, because I figured I needed to go to boot camp. And like you mentioned, and then went to Italy, and that's where I met Mazza and Tokyo and the Iron Chefs. And I kind of got on this just got on this pathway of meeting more and more people. Each chef led to another chef and another chef. But the thing is, you learn when you get into these great chefs' kitchens that's been doing, you know, they've been doing it all their life. I mean, there's treasure and gold in every, you know, in every kitchen. There's so much to learn, and you just get in there. If you just get one or two little secret tricks, you know, of the chef and gather them, it was like a treasure hunt. And like I said, every time you meet another chef, and you meet Charlie Trotter, Grant Atkins, and then Thomas Keller, and before you know it, you know, you pretty much worked your way all the way up to the top of them. And I was really fortunate to be able to do that. But it certainly has been a quick pathway of gathering and learning for me.
It is. I mean, it's just amazing, and you know, all these just chefs and everybody, you know, it's wonderful.
Well, you were going through the list, and I was like, no wonder I'm so tired. But again, it was an aggressive journey. I mean, we started doing one a year, then two a year, then three a year, and then we got so busy, I kind of had to stop. But honestly, I've got so much information now, it's time for me to start putting it all together and do some new stuff.
Yes, that's wonderful. Zoom, zoom, zoom. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune in to Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Anna. Let's continue our interview with the talented Chef Scott Boswell of Stella and numerous other restaurants in the New Orleans area. I am so excited about Memorial Day weekend on Saturday, May 25th, 2013. Chef Scott is hosting me at the Go-Kart Cafe. We're going to have a burger bash demonstrating delicious burgers that will be served at the cafe. Chef Scott, any ideas on the burger you will create? I'm representing Louisiana with my burger.
I have some ideas, but I'm not telling. It's a secret. You'll have to wait and see.
Well, you'll have to see mine. That's all. But they're both going to be good. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, let's find out more about you personally, Chef Scott. What is your favorite dish to cook, and what is your favorite dish to eat?
My favorite dish to cook is roasting a whole chicken. I just think it's such a beautiful thing to do. My favorite dish to eat is, at my mom's house, roast beef, rice and gravy, field peas, and green beans.
All those homey foods, all the comfort food. That's roasted chicken, all those yummy. On Mother's Day, and I'm talking about it later in the show, but, you know, I made my papa, my dad, and I, and my cousins, we all made dinner for my mom and my my Nana and my abuela. So, you know, we had all the home meal, like we grilling and, you know, just a lot of home things and, you know, macaroni and cheese and, you know, but it's all just, you know, what you want. But those are always the best.
always the best. Always the best.
And, you know, so actually you have now, you do a lot of work with young people, giving them opportunities in the restaurant industry that they would not normally have. Can you tell our listeners more about this?
Well, I think it's important to give back, you know, because it's certainly been generous to me. So, yeah, there's a youth empowerment program locally where there's young adults that we're teaching how to work, you know, in the restaurant environment. We also bring in, you know, foreign students on visas from France and Italy and Thailand, and so they can come over from their culinary schools and learn in America now, because everyone wants to come see the American side of things. So it's really fun working with all the young people, because they're they just have such great attitudes, and they want to work hard and do good, and it's rewarding.
Yes, that's awesome. You know, like, you can bring them from across the world and bring them all to the United States, and then they get to see all kinds of things that we cook compared to what they usually do over there.
Yeah, and they teach us some of their stuff too. We eat a lot of Thai food.
Oh, I bet that's good. But it's probably spicy.
Oh, real good. Real good.
But that sounds cool. You know, I mean, just, and you know, working with young people, that's, you know, the whole thing right now, you know, working with kids and, you know, all this thing. So, I mean, that's awesome.
Yes, it's very rewarding.
So, can you share our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Oh, Lord. My sous chef, some years ago, won a chili cook-off in Montana, which they said no one could win. And then he left, and then the next year rolled around, and I forgot about it, and I had to defend the title. And I worked on that chili for a week, and I burned it on the last day. And I tried to cover it up with a bunch of other seasonings and spices and all that, and everyone told me how great it was. And then my mom came up and tasted it. She goes, "It's burnt." Anyway, we lost.
Well, you know, I mean, that's crazy. Everybody... And then your mom comes and she goes, "That's burnt."
Well, that's good old mom. Tell it like it is.
For a whole week. That's crazy. Just, and you know, you, and like, did you have to like make the chili every night?
I never entered a chili contest ever again. I make good chili. I tried too hard. And I overthought it.
Well, my Nana actually, she makes really good chili, and there was a contest, and she entered, and she got first place, and so now we call it Nana's Winning Chili.
Oh, wow. I love chili.
I love chili, too, especially when my Nana makes it. She says, I'm making chili. Okay, we're coming over. Best. So now... let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you have ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Oh, I mean, I've eaten about everything, and I like everything. I mean, I've eaten most unusual would probably be sea anemone at El Bulli. I went two, three years ago. That was kind of strange. I guess I would eat it again just to try it again. I didn't particularly care for it, but... I think we have to respect everything for what it is. Put it this way, I wouldn't go in a restaurant and order it. I mean, it's just part of the tasting menu. If you put it in front of me, I'm going to eat it out of respect to the chef.
But, you know, if you have a choice, you'd probably, I don't really know if I want that sea anemone. Hmm.
Yeah, I had raw horse in Tokyo. Now, that was surprisingly good.
Really?
Yes, I mean, it caught me by surprise.
Raw horse. That sounds super just weird. It's like, I'm just trying to picture that. Like, I don't know. It seems kind of gross. But, I mean, I bet.
Yeah. One would think, yeah.
And, wow. Well, I can't remember what I had recently. Oh, my gosh. Well, I had swordfish, and swordfish was, my most recent one that I had that was my most unusual. And I'm sure you have had swordfish, right?
No? Oh, yeah. Swordfish is a tough one. It's very unique, and it's got to be cooked exactly right, because it also needs to be from the right water, too. I mean, it's much, much better coming from the cold water up the East Coast during season, like Block Island swordfish.
Well, it was very good. It was moist and thick and tender and just...
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful when it's right.
And, you know, when you're not busy with your cooking life, what is your favorite pastime?
I'm either riding on my go-kart or riding on my big car at NOLA Motorsports. that's my playground.
So you cook and then you ride your go-karts.
Yes, ma'am. When we were putting a restaurant out there, it was like a dream. You know, now I can go play and cook.
Play and cook, exactly. I just feel like taking a break. Let me go to the motorsport and just, you know, ride my go-kart.
you laugh, but it's true. I mean, it's really that great. I mean, literally, you cook what you already love to do and take a break and then go get in the go-kart or get in the big car on the big racetrack. I mean, it's just so much fun out there.
I bet. I can't wait to go. I can't wait to ride the go-kart.
You've never been?
Well, I have before, but then it was like raining really hard, so we didn't feel like going. It was like pouring rain outside.
Well,
but
you haven't experienced it yet.
I do.
Sound like a burger bash and go-kart coming up.
It's gonna be fun.
Yes, ma'am.
Lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Let's see. Oh, that's easy. I'll make some crunchy tempura fried dill pickles and some peanut butter ice cream. dip my fried pickles in the ice cream.
with the peanut butter ice cream. That sounds good.
Cold, that's crunchy, sweet, sour. It's all there.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thanks for having us. We'll see you out at the Cart Cafe for the Burger Bash cook-off.
Yes, I cannot wait. And you've shown us that chefs are artists and that food can be sophisticated, delicious, and fun. If you want to find out more about Chef Scott, his wonderful restaurants, and our NOLA Motorsports Park Burger Bash on Memorial Day, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Paint your plate with a creative cuisine. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is polenta. Let's talk about polenta. Polenta was actually born thousands of years ago in Rome. Polenta used to be made of millet or spelt, which are types of grains. Hundreds of years later, polenta was being made from corn instead of millet or spelt. It was a staple for Roman soldiers who needed to eat 2 pounds of grains every day. The Roman soldiers would cook the grain on a very hot piece of stone over fire, fresh it, and then store it. They would allow it to harden, and it turned into a semi-leavened cake. The polenta hardened and became the first bread. Here's my recipe for Creole polenta. I had this for dinner the other night, and it is just so good. It's got tons of flavor, and it's almost like grits, but it's not. It's just really good. Ingredients. 1/2 cup of Trinity paste. See recipe below. I don't even know why I said that, but I will give that to you after. 2 cups of water. 1 cup of chicken stock. 1 tablespoon of my Creole seasoning. 1 cup of grated cheddar cheese. And salt and pepper to taste. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. In a large oven-safe deep skillet, saute Trinity paste for 5 minutes over medium heat. Add water, chicken stock, and Creole seasoning and bring to a boil. Stir in polenta and reduce heat to a simmer. Stir polenta constantly until it is thick that it coats the spoon. Smooth polenta out and allow it to cool for 5 minutes to set. Optional, place in the oven for 10 minutes with a sprinkling of cheese. Here is the recipe for the Trinity paste. Ingredients. 1 cup of Trinity, a chopped mixture of 2 medium onions, 1 medium bell pepper, and 2 stalks of celery, 3 cloves of garlic, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Directions. In a food processor or blender, puree Trinity, garlic, and olive oil. Use in recipes for extra flavor. Hey, Kid Foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. So, MTV is now casting for a new show called Food School. Amateur cooks are going to live under one roof in Miami and be schooled in the most intensive and practical culinary training with mentorship by legendary food masters. It's Top Chef mixed with Jersey Shore and Real World. Things are sure to heat up in that kitchen. Fox has finally confirmed that Junior Master Chef, a Gordon Ramsay television series pitting kids ages 8 to 13 against each other in a cooking competition, will air this fall. The show is a success around the world in places like England, Australia, Thailand, and the Philippines. Now they are bringing the kid-sized television franchise to the U.S. Stay tuned. So this is really interesting. This might be the occasional strange food story for today. We've talked about bugs as food on this show. Well, now, Nordic Food Lab is taking insect cuisine to the next level by creating fine dining dishes like cricket broth, beeswax ice cream, and wax larvae mousse. What do you think about it? Visit my website to watch the video. I think that's a little gross, and I don't know if I would eat that. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tips are all about baking. When whipping eggs for meringue, keep them at room temperature for great volume. Fill an empty salt shaker with flour to quickly dust a work surface. You could also fill it with powdered sugar to dust desserts. Today's kitchen tool is a pie pan. At one time, everything baked was a pie. Meat was wrapped with dough and water to prevent burning. This created the primitive meat pie. Medieval early pie crust referred to as coffins. Although it has a derogatory meaning today, the word originally meant a basket or box. Early pie crusts were very thick and inedible. These crusts for the food inside. According to everythingpies.com, there are rules as to what makes a pie a pie. First law of pies. Pies must have a pastry made from some sort of grain, wheat, rice, cracker, or cookie crumbs. No pastry, no pie. Second law of pies. Pies must be baked in an oven at some time of the process or pseudo-baked, like no-bake pie custards. Pies are not fried, boiled, or steamed. Third law of pies. A pie shall be baked in some form of a dish, metal, ceramic, or glass. Some people might argue with these laws, especially in the South where we have deep fried pie. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's the recipe for simple graham cracker pie crust. Ingredients: 1.5 cups of graham crackers crushed, 1/3 cup of sugar, and 6 tablespoons of butter melted. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. In a bowl, mix ingredients together. Place the mixture in a 9-inch pie pan. Spread the mixture evenly in the pie pan and make sure to go up the sides. Pack it tightly. Bake for 7 minutes. Use it for your favorite pie or cheesecake filling. Use this pie crust for my key lime cheesecake, and it is really good, and my Nana actually loves key lime pie and key lime cheesecake, so I promised her for her birthday in August I would make her one, and she's really excited. And I, this past weekend, on a Friday, I actually had a mustache bash sleepover where I invited some of my friends over, and the house was decorated with mustache everything. It was like mustache galore, and I had so much fun. So I had a couple of my friends over, and I'm just laughing because I can picture my friends and I with our mustaches on, and we looked ridiculous. It was so funny, though. We had these, like, adhesive stick-on mustaches that you put on. They were really big. You put them on your face, and they were all, like, fuzzy. And then we had these, like, top hats, and we looked like men. It was funny. My friend Lily, she looked like the constable, or... and she looked like the Monopoly man. And then my friend Caroline, she looked like the Chinese man. I looked like the Mexican man. And my friend Chelsea looked like the Italian man. So we had a bunch of different things. We played like relay races and scavenger hunts, and mustaches were everywhere, and the table was covered with mustaches. We had Mr. Potato Head as a prize, and it was kind of vintage barbershop theme, and it was just really fun, and I had a great time, and so did my friends. And You know, we keep laughing about our mustaches. So now we're all the constable, the Chinese man, the Mexican man, and the Italian man. Now we have our names. Well, I'm going to grab a slice of pie while we go to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day, it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating brown sugar. Brown sugar does not come directly from a plant. It is man-made by adding molasses to white sugar. Brown sugar has slightly less calories than white granulated sugar. Like brown sugar, contains about 3.3% molasses. Dark brown sugar has about 6.5%, thus creating a stickier and darker sugar. Raw sugar, turbinado, is also brown but is not the same as brown sugar. 1 cup of sugar and 1 tablespoon of molasses makes the equivalent of a cup of light brown sugar. If you add another tablespoon of molasses, you can create dark brown sugar. Here's a recipe for sweet and spicy turkey cheddar meatballs. These meatballs are a hit at parties. I love the sweet and spicy element. Sauce ingredients. 2 cups of spicy ketchup or 1 cup of ketchup plus 1 teaspoon of hot sauce. 1.5 cups of dark brown sugar and 1 cup of ketchup. Meatball ingredients. 1 pound of ground turkey. 1 1/4 pounds Italian sausage squeezed out of the casing, 1/2 cup of plain breadcrumbs, and 1 cup of grated cheddar cheese. Sauce directions. Combine all ingredients and mix thoroughly. Cook over low heat for 10 minutes, stirring constantly, and let cool. Meatball directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Combine all ingredients in a large bowl and mix thoroughly. Form into small balls. Cook with 1/2 of sweet and spicy sauce. Arrange on a baking pan coated with nonstick spray. Bake for 25 minutes. When the meatballs are done, arrange meatballs in a deep dish pan and pour remaining sauce on top. Insert deli toothpicks. Yum. It's snacktivity time. Here I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is watermelon sun-dried tomato skewers. This dish was inspired by Chef Jose Andres' watermelon tomato skewers at the Bazaar in Miami. I love this dish so much, I just had to create my own version. Ingredients. 1 cup of watermelon balls, 1/2 cup of grape tomatoes cut in 1/2, an eighth of a cup of sun-dried tomatoes in oil, and 1 tablespoon of pistachios finely chopped. Directions. On a brochette or skewer, or short skewer, I should say, skewer on a watermelon ball, grape tomato, watermelon ball, and sun-dried tomato in that order. Sprinkle a light dust of chopped pistachios. Serve 6 to 8. And what I actually do with the watermelon balls is I take a melon baller and just scoop it out, and it makes a perfect ball. That's just how I do it, and it's a lot easier. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for Catalan spinach. This was one of my mom's favorite dishes at Chef Jose Andres's The Bazaar restaurant in Miami. I made my own version for her on Mother's Day, and she practically ate half of the spinach that I made, while everybody else had to share the other half. Yeah, she loved it that much. Ingredients: 1/4 cup of golden raisins, 1/4 cup of four cups of baby spinach, 1/2 cup of cooking sherry divided, 1/2 cup of praline sauce, 1/8 cup of pine nuts, and 1/2 cup of grape tomatoes cut in half. Directions: soak raisins in divided sherry. In a searing hot pan on high heat, flip the spinach and the rest of the sherry 3 times and immediately remove from heat and transfer to a bowl. Mix in the other ingredients. Serves 4 to 6. Here is a recipe for praline sauce. This praline sauce is based on the praline recipe in my cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana. Ingredients: 2 cups of pecans chopped, 2 cups of brown sugar, 1 14-ounce can of condensed milk, and a dash of salt. Directions: in a medium pot on medium heat, blend ingredients together. Stir constantly for about 5 minutes. It should be creamy and not too thick. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's my recipe for egg and ham cups. We made these for breakfast for my Mustache Bash slumber party. A yummy hit. They were all gone. Ingredients: 8 deli thin slices of black forest ham, 1 slice of cheddar cheese divided into 4 equal squares, 4 eggs, salt to taste, and pepper to taste. Directions: preheat oven to 400 degrees. In a greased muffin tin, place 2 slices of ham in each muffin holder, creating a ham cup. Place a square of cheddar at the bottom of the ham cup. Crack an egg into the cup, leaving the yolk intact. Salt and pepper to taste. Repeat these steps with each ham cup. Bake for 15 minutes. Serves 4. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cooking Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Cooking Craft is how to make a stash stick. To go with the fun trend of mustaches, we had to create our own. Supplies: black construction paper or poster board, 1 wooden skewer, tape, and scissors. Instructions: Step 1. Fold construction paper in half and, on the fold, cut 1/2 of a mustache so that it is symmetrical when you open it up. Step 2. Tape the skewer on 1 side of the mustache. Step 3. Hold it up under your nose and have a stash of fun. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more young chefs we can reach, the more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. So, I actually went into Mother's Day brunch with my mom and Nana at the Roosevelt Hotel here in New Orleans. And it was just really fun. And it was actually, I did a book signing there. And it was actually it was buffet style. So, like, you went there and but the buffet was, like, spectacular buffet. There was, like, seared scallops and eggs benedict and, I'm sorry, I have a mustache on my face now. The fuzzy kind. And it's hot pink. It's neon pink. And it's, like, sticking to me. Last time I wore the stash like this, I had hairballs in my mouth like a cat. Anyways, at the brunch, I ate the seared scallops and the eggs benedict. There was, like, this, my favorite dish was, like, it was, like, half of a, or, like, a quarter of a pear, and they, like, piped some kind of, like, cheese in the middle, and then there was arugula on the bottom, or rocket lettuce, and then it also had, what do you call it? It was wrapped in the prosciutto. That was so good. And then we had, like, the desserts were, like, mini, like, 1 to 2 bites. So, you know, we weren't, like, just overstuffed. But we were still full when we left. And then we went to my Nana's house afterwards, like, 2 hours later, we had to eat again. So, like, I ate very light. I took, like, a couple of bites of whatever, like 2 bites of this, a little bit of that. I made my Catalan spinach and the watermelon sun-dried tomato skewers for my Nana and everybody else there for Mother's Day. And then we had, like, the chicken, the roasted grilled chicken, and it was just really good. And my papa did all the grilling, but it was really awesome. And my cousins helped me. My cousin Jasmine helped me prepare the skewers, so that was great. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Let Go Bars. When baking, follow directions. When cooking, go by your own taste. I know that's what I do. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. The show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. See you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Voice America Kids now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about 4 times that every single week?
It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation. Our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.